Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I am among those who think that science has great beauty. A scientist in his laboratory is not only a technician, he is also a child placed before natural phenomena which impress him like a fairy tale. That is a quote from Marie Curie, the first person and only woman to win two Nobel Prizes in two different sciences. She discovered the elements radium and polonium, and she also coined the term radioactivity. She saw the beauty in science and delighted in the wonder of it. Educators get stuck in a rut of reading a textbook and completing worksheets and meeting STEM requirements, but a textbook's not going to produce a scientist like Marie Curie. How can we impress our children with natural phenomenon and engage their natural curiosity? Well, let them get their hands on science. They need to touch and watch and play with science when they are young. A great resource to help you get started is 201 Awesome, Magical, Bizarre, and Incredible Experiments by Janice Van Cleve. She had me at awesome. Young students can follow the easy instructions and use things you probably already have in the kitchen to carry out experiments that inspire awe. Projects like streamers of color, growing ice, vanishing ball, and free movers engage your child's imagination while demonstrating scientific principles that they can understand. The best way to use this book is to allow students to play. I guide them through the experiment and read the short text, and then I leave them to repeat the experiment and play with the materials. We may vary the experiment with different things we find in the kitchen and see what happens. Put the awesome into your young children's exploration with this great science resource.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.